Hi everyone, it's Peter Westerby and Anthony Kelly here again. Session 4, Skill 3 in Dialogue.
Absolutely.
And we're again in Jinnabara, Turrbal country, and really excited to be continuing developing these resources. So Anthony, my understanding is that, you know, first skill was distinguishing between text, commentary and subtext. Second skill was nurturing the thread of trust. We talked a lot about first, second and third movement. And this third skill we've titled Discovering the Pathway Forward.
Wonderful.
So this discovering the pathway forward, really this is premised on the notion that in dialogue, in any conversation, there's a lot of text.
There is a lot of text.
It's a lot of words people say a lot. And even in that first, second, third movement, there's movement back and forth with many words. And our third skill is about how do you manage all this text in a way that gives the best chance of discovering a pathway forward.
That's absolutely right, Peter. We do this by working with key words, or what we call technically heurisms. So a key word or a heurism is a word that has multiple meanings, even multiple meanings for the one individual, and meanings that can even change for that individual over a lifetime. So words like home and land and love and water and work, environment, these are key heuristic words. We join with these words and we join with each other because they have a meaning for all of us that's familiar. But in dialogue, we can't afford to attach our meaning to those words. So the integrity of the text and not to interpret those key words is of crucial importance.
Yep. So when we both hear the word work, we both have a sense of familiarity, but actually I don't know what you mean by work.
That's correct.
I could be talking about artistic work that I do in my own time, and you could be talking about paid labour.
Correct.
Yep. Okay, so this is crucial. We have to manage the complexity of the conversation by attending to these keywords, because this is the key point to discover a pathway. So I'm thinking of the example that we've been using in these resources. You know, our community worker arrives, says, "Hi, I'm the new community worker. I've come to do some consulting or consultation in your community." There was a response from a community leader that says, "Bugger off, we're really tired of community workers consulting." Now, that's a lot of text already in there. So what's the key word?
The key word there, of course, is tired.
Yes, that's, and in our previous play with this example, you've focused on that word as a third movement by saying, you know, help me understand this tiredness. So that's a great example.
Peter, the issue that we have in this particular example, before we push it forward, is that the modern ear is trained to hear problems. We're attracted to problems like bees to a honeypot. We're attracted to the problem and to the pain. And in the context of counselling, that can be very helpful. But in dialogue work, the work is actually unearthing and building on the positive that can be shared together and built upon as a resource.
So, you know, even though we're saying in that example, tired is currently the best heurism, because we want to understand this community leader's experience of tired. It's not ideal.
It's not
ideal.
Because
it's a negative word. It's not indicative of a forward pathway. So how might we move this from the negative tired heurism to a heurism that's indicative of a more positive resource, you might say?
Well, what we're actually after are words that have got a positive content, that they're thought about, and particularly if they've got an action component implicit in them, then it's a much stronger pathway to move forward. We always work with what we've got.
Yep.
We don't try and invent anything. But that's actually what we're after in terms of our understanding.
So, but why are we doing that? I mean, it's something to do with the importance of working with positives, because deficits take us down a
path that you need more resources and more resources to deal with the deficit.
We end up with a list of needs and deficits.
And it just goes on and on and on.
Yep.
Whereas if we deal with the positive, we've got a resource that we can share, and that can then start building the joint pathway forward.
Yeah. So if we acknowledge this heurism that's got some pain in it, in this example, we're tired of you, we then engage in a way that says, you know, we want to understand more about your tiredness. And the response is something like, you know, you mob, I'm tired because you mob just don't listen. That would be a response to this, yeah.
And the interesting thing is that it's actually a more helpful response than the first one, because already the movement is from the word, keyword tired, to the keyword listen. And that's helpful.
Because it's got more positive resources.
It's got more positive content. It's got more action. It's got more reflective quality to it. So then I might reply to that. And there could have been a million other responses.
Yep.
But given the one that we've got, you might ask, well, what would I need to do to help you feel that you have been listened to?
Yeah.
So I want to know his or her meaning of what listening constitutes for them.
Yeah. So again, it's this key word. We don't assume we understand by their meaning attached to listen. Yeah. And we're unpacking it. This is what we're doing in dialogue.
Absolutely.
And we've moved from let's hear more about tired to let's understand more about listening.
Correct.
Yeah. And we've really forged a pathway.
Little pathway.
Yeah.
And again, you never know where these pathways go.
Yeah.
But if you hold true to this process, it's so, so helpful.
Yeah.